Glory. Aren't you glad that you can abide under the shadow of the Most High God?
Yes.
Oh, glory. It's a place of peace. It's a place of promise. It's a place of that you were designed, you were made to be in the presence of God. Amen? You were designed to lay your head on His bosom. Oh, my, my, my. Open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6 in the New Testament, Proverbs chapter 25 in the Old. Proverbs 25 in the Old, Matthew chapter 6 in the New Testament. I want you to, this morning, I want you to leave here just with a burning passion for just the revelation of what we were worshiping the Lord in, that He is the King of glory, and that He wants to reveal Himself to you in a way that the world can't understand. See, there's a saying, and it's so true. God shouts His truth. The gospel is shouted. It's proclaimed. It's preached. It's lived in power. But His secrets are whispered. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. God has secrets for you. He has secrets for me. And those secrets are divine, personable, intimate revelation of what God wants to speak to you, what He wants to do in you, what He wants to do through you. Amen? And so we'll look at that. I want to give the Lord praise just for a second. Here we are from 7/7/17 to 7/7/19, 2 years. I can't believe it's been 2 years already since we opened up. And I give the Lord praise for that, and I thank you for being a part of that, because if you weren't a part of it, we couldn't continue to do what God wanted to do. So the 2 years has went by awful fast. I can't wait to see what's going to happen if the Lord tarries. Amen? Glory. All right. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 1. Proverbs 25, verse number 1. When you're there, say amen. Notice the Word of God. It says, "These are the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter." Now notice this. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. Now, Matthew chapter 6, look at verse number 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6. Jesus given instruction here about alms and prayer and fasting, but we're just going to concentrate on the prayer part. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Now notice this. "And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Brother Zach, would you pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your glory that's among us all here today.
Yes.
We stand here today. We ask you to bring your spirit into our life, bring your wisdom and glory.
Yes.
Through your glory and through your knowledge every day, Lord. We thank you for it. Amen.
Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Brother Zach. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want you and I to get into the realm of being overshadowed by the Spirit of the living God. You and I, we are to abide under the shadow of the Most High God. And Psalms 91 is a psalm that is full of promises. And for you and I to be able to receive those promises, we've got to realize that our Father in heaven, that He has secrets. God has secrets, but He's not going to shout them. You're going to have to be in a very close proximity to Him and to His will, to His plan, abiding under that place of shadow to be able to receive it. And so this morning we're going to look at several verses of Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, and we're going to stir ourselves up. We're going to flame the fans of faith, if you would, to the reality that God has more for us than we've ever dreamed of. You and I, we've just touched the edge of grace. And it's time for us to get on into the deeper levels of grace where we can receive from God, not just because we're hogs, but where we can receive from God to give out of His blessing. Amen? So let's look first here at Matthew chapter 6, and we'll go back to Proverbs 25. But Once again, you can read this in your home study time. He talks in verse 4 about your alms in secret, and then verse 6 about your prayers in secret, and then verse 18 about your fasting, about your lifestyle, in other words, of dedication to the Lord in secret. But in 4, 6, and 18, it tells us that there's a secret place. There's a secret place that where God wants you and I to abide in Him. He wants us to draw nigh and close unto Him. And if we'll find that secret place, notice what He said particularly in verse number 6. He said that when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. In other words, this closet is from the Greek. It's a place where things are dispensed. It's a storage. It's a storage house of God. In other words, it's that abiding under the shadow of the Most High God. It's that place where God gives out through Jesus Christ to His children all the things that you're looking for. There's no substitutes that this world has to offer that will touch what God has for you and I. He wants to reveal to you the exact meaning of everyday life, what God has for us moment by moment. He wants us to understand that we are the branches and Jesus is the vine, and that we pull from Him. But we've got to prepare that place. We've got to have that secret place, and nobody else can prepare it for you. Notice He made it personal. He said, thy closet. You've got to have a place. Thank God that we can come together and come to church and have Sunday school and have worship service and have church service. All that's great. But you and I, that is just the kind of the icing on the cake of the outward. The icing on the cake of the inward, being a Christian, having a fellowship with God, is that closet is there whether anybody else is around or not. That closet is a place where the Lord goes to every day looking to see if I do. He's there waiting on me. Sometimes I don't make it. But thank God, He's there. He's faithful. And so I want to be in the place where I understand how important that is this morning. Because He said that if I would shut the door, if I would shut the world out, if I would shut my feelings out, if I would shut the way that I look and see things in the natural, if I would shut it out, He said that that my Father would see that. He would see my heart's desire. Can you imagine this morning that in God's storehouse, that there's, I want you to see it, that there's boxes after boxes in this place of promise and provision in Jesus Christ that has your name on it, that has my name on it, and it's there. And God's wanting to bring that out and give it to us, but He can't do that unless we authorize its release. And the way that we authorize its release is that we know what has been given to us by God's unspeakable gift that Paul talked about to the church at Corinth, Jesus. Amen? And so we need to copy out some things. Let's go to Proverbs 25 now. Let's this really take hold of us. Now, Proverbs 25, verse number 1, it says, these are the Proverbs of Solomon. This morning, do you need peace in any area of your life? If there's any area of your life this morning that you don't have peace, see, Solomon, fully translated instead of only transliterated, it means peaceful. His name means peaceful. And so the Proverbs, the teachings of Solomon, which are of God, from God, which is Jesus, the Word, will bring you peace. So any area that my life is not under the shadow, the umbrella of the Most High God in peace, I need to come back. And I say, Lord, I'm going to come into this secret place, into this closet. I'm going to come not by my own accord, but I'm going to come by the blood of Jesus into your very room of grace. That's the throne room of grace. I'm going to come there, and I know that you have something for me. And so I come, and notice it says, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. And so Hezekiah means strengthened by God. Any area this morning that you feel like you have no strength, there's a word for you. There's a word for me. There's a rhema word from heaven that God wants to bring out of that depository, out of that prayer closet, out of that prayer fellowship. He wants to bring to you and He wants to bring to me. But we have to be what? We have to be in the place where we copy it out. We have to see what God is saying to us and say, Lord, I'm going to live out of your book. I'm not going to live out of my own understanding or my own lack any longer. I'm going to do something different. We can't keep doing the same thing and expect something different. If we want something different this morning, we say, God, I'm throwing all this other aside. I'm throwing it away. It's behind me. I'm looking forward. I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, and I'm going to do it your way. Amen? And look what he promised. He said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. Now, you can make a note of it. The word glory and honor is the same Hebrew word. And so you need to see what God's saying. It brings God glory when you honor him, but when you glorify what he has hid up for you. And see, you need to see that you're not under the devil anymore. You're the little K in the big K. You're a king and a queen in Jesus Christ. Amen? And so you're not to bow down to the devil and to the world and to the teachings of the world any longer. You are to come to the place of peace, the place of wisdom, and knowing who you are and what you can do. Amen? All right, so we've documented that. Let's build our faith. Let's add to that. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I want you to get so stirred up that you just can't contain yourself in the revelation that God wants to bring to you and I in everyday life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul writing to the church at Corinth, and he, starting in verse number 9, he gets us in the place of expectancy. Look what the Word of God says, 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. How many God lovers we got this morning? That means we qualify. But all of a sudden, if we stop reading right there, it leaves a sad taste in our mouth. God has some things prepared for me, but it hasn't entered into my heart. So I need to come to the place and the position where, Lord, you've got things for me this morning that would make my life better, that would make the light inside of me burn brighter, that would make the love that you have for me and that you placed in me to love other people that would burn hotter. I need to come to the place where I pull from that. I need to receive from that. I need to know that you said that if I walk uprightly in you, by you, because of you, that I would lack no good thing. But I'm lacking some things in my life. So the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus come to give me life and life more abundantly. So I'm coming to you in this closet. I want to hear your secrets about this situation this morning. I want to hear what you say about it. And I want to allow your word to frame it according to your will and your plan rather than me staying where I'm at. Amen? Now notice what it says, verse 10. You depend upon God. You don't depend upon man. Verse number 10, but God hath revealed them things. What's them things? The things that he has prepared for you. It's for you this morning. It has your name on it. Health, victory, deliverance, power, peace, blessings. All of the things that Jesus Christ died to give you, it is yours. It's been freely given to you and to I, but we've got to get into that closet, that to hear God's secret, to pull it and to receive it. But God has revealed them to us by His what? By His Spirit. For the Spirit, and that's the biggest, the Holy Spirit, searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. See, Paul had to write to the church in Hebrews, and he had to tell them, he said, listen, you need to move past grace. Get on through in the deeper things of grace. Get on past baptisms, plural. Get on past all of these other things and get into what God called you to do and to be. You're saved this morning. Hallelujah. You're delivered this morning. You have victory this morning. You have peace this morning. You have the power of God upon you. You have the power of God in you. Amen? But we've got to get in this closet, in this magazine, this place of distribution to be able to receive this truth, where we can stop living in a place of defeat. You talk to so many today in the church, and I can't tell any difference from their speech than the world. Well, it's not meant to be that way. We need to encourage one another. We need to point each other back to the promises of God, to the plan of God. Amen? And don't get mad at me this morning, but I talked to so many people, and they I'm just waiting on God. You're going to live and die where you're sitting. Because God's waiting on you and I. We've got to see when Jesus said it is finished, when he gave up the ghost, when he went and he took his own blood and he entered into the Holy of Holies and he placed it on the mercy seat. After he'd done everything he'd done those 4 days and he sat down on the right hand side of the Father, the old covenant was finished. And you come into the new covenant. And now God is waiting on you and I to come into that place where the secrets are revealed. Where we abide under the shadow of the Most High God, and we let God's Word take number one place in our life. We let His Word change us. Verse number 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, pretty self-explanatory. Verse number 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received what? But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. Now mark that word might down. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The might is contingent upon my attitude, my hunger, my desire. See, I was completely satisfied for X number of years, not interested in the gifts of the Spirit of God. Didn't bother God. He blessed me as far as he could. He helped me as much as he could. But he let me stay where I was at and be satisfied with that until one day I realized that there was more. That's how you got saved. You got tired. I got tired of wallowing in the mud, in the old things of life. And all of a sudden, we saw that there was something better. And we seen it was ours, and we called out to God. God, He was waiting on us to call out to Him. Tonight, this morning, if we'll call out to God, He has some things for us. Amen. And they're freely given. In other words, when Jesus finished the work, it was for all of God's children. Now, can you imagine what is in heaven that is there, waiting to be distributed? And yet there's so many this morning that don't know that they can have all the good things of God. But God's wanting to bless you and to send you out with this revelation, to send you out with this promise, with this provision. Amen? Amen. Now, notice what he said. This is where we get into trouble. Verse 13, which things are also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Why do we do that? Because verse 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. See, you and I, we got to be in the place where if I'm not receiving from God, it's not God's fault. Amen? It's my fault. And when I take responsibility and I say, Lord, I know I'm being carnal about this. In other words, I'm trying to evaluate what Jesus done for me in the natural. And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to come under the shadow of the Most High God. I want the anointing that is in me to come upon me. And I want it to break off every lie. And I want the light to shine into my life. And I want to see what is freely given to me in this area. Because he wants us to walk on top of the water, not struggle in the water, not struggle in the storm. He wants to see us to see that there may be a storm all around us, but we can walk on top of it in Jesus. Amen? All right. So, let's see some things. Go back with me, and let's look here, make sure that we understand this. Deuteronomy 29:29, one of my favorite verses of Scripture. Deuteronomy 29:29, it says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But I'm so thankful for that word, but. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. See, he's went. Moses is bringing the old covenant to the people. He has told them how they can be blessed and how they can be cursed. And if they would follow the law, the blessing of the Lord would come upon them, and they would be the head and not the tail. Said that God would bless their bread and water, and he'd take sickness out of the midst of them. He said that he would bless everything they put their hand to. Now, that's under the old covenant. So here you and I are under the new covenant. The new covenant is we walk by love. That's it. We love God, and we let him give us the love of God in our life, and we love each other. We love man. That's the world law, James calls it. Amen? And so that means that you qualify for the blessings of God. You qualify for the secret things of God. So there's a revelation. And that revelation is that when you love God, you'll get so close to him. Come on, everybody, you're maybe a parent, maybe a spouse, maybe a child, maybe an animal, whatever. When you love something, you get close to it. And God's wanting us to get so close to him because he loves us so much. Amen? He's wanting us to see that he has something to reveal to you. This morning, will I be humble enough to do something different to get the good things of God? To see something different? To get out of a religious mindset? See, the Apostle Paul, his mindset was that everything he was going to do by works, by the Old Testament. He had a mindset that Jesus couldn't be the Savior. And remember, he even held the coats of those who martyred Stephen. But all of a sudden, when he met the one that he was persecuting, everything changed. So maybe if there's some things in our life that aren't according to this word, according to his revelation, maybe if we'll just humble ourselves and meet Jesus, we can have what he promised. Amen? Amen? Go with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 2. Daniel, chapter 2. Now, in Daniel, chapter 2, it's a real unique chapter. It starts in verse number 4, and it changes from Hebrew to Aramaic. And that's very important. And the book of Daniel is written in Aramaic to chapter 8, and then it goes back to Hebrew, the pure language. And so, but it's showing us here at the start of this revelation that there is a God in this world. But the God in this world can be revealed God by the church, by God's people, even though they don't speak the same thing. And so here the king, Nebuchadnezzar, he has this dream. And then the God takes the dream away from him because he wants to make sure Nebuchadnezzar that he knows that only God is the one that's fixing to reveal this secret to him. Amen? And so he asked his wise men to tell him the dream. They said, will you tell us the dream and we'll tell you the interpretation? He said, no, God took it away from me. You tell me the dream, but I'll know it when you tell me. And then you tell me the interpretation. They said, it can't be done. But it can be because we serve a God who knows everything. Amen? So here comes Daniel on the scene. Look at verse number 19 for sake of time. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for his wisdom and might are his. And he changes, notice this, he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings, he setteth up kings, he giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Verse 22, he revealeth the deep, and mark it down, the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and light dwelleth with him. Daniel said, I thank thee and praise thee, O God, God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made me to know unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's manner. In other words, he brings the revelation of the king's dream, Nebuchadnezzar's dream. See, God gets all the glory. See, you and I have got to find that secret place with the Lord And we have got to have something that is so contrary to the world that they know that God's speaking. That God knows their heart. Today, you and I, we walk not under prophets in the Old Testament sense, but Paul said that all of God's children could what? You could prophesy. And he said, desire spiritual gifts, but covet. Desire specifically to prophesy, to speak God's secrets to people. You and I, we can't speak His secrets if we don't get along with Him. If we don't come to that place where we see that God has the answer. So God moved through Daniel through the Hebrew children here to what? Where He was glorified. So it's the glory of God, and it's the honor of kings. See, God wants to use you to shine light in a dark world and to bring Him glory, that there's something different. There's something better. Amen? Jeremiah 33:3. Jeremiah the prophet says, speaking in the place of God, it says, call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou know not. Call unto me. That's what God's wanting you to do this morning. That's what He's wanting me to do. God, I want to know something that's great in this situation. I have a great need, but I need to know a great big God. I have a great pain, but I need to know the one who is greater that carried my pains. Jesus, Isaiah 53:5 says that Jesus, He carried our pains, our disease. He carried it on the cross. Why would I want to try to carry it today when Jesus has done carried it for me? Put Matthew 8:17 up there. Let's look at Jesus talking about quoting Isaiah 53:5. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, talking about Jesus, Himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. So the secret thing this morning is that God wants to remind us and reveal to us that there's nothing in your life that's broken, that's undone, that's amiss, that Jesus can't take care of. Amen? But we need to find that secret place. We need to see where He says to you. See, it says in Isaiah 53, that by His stripes I am healed. I am healed. Well, then Peter says in 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes I was healed, as he's looking back. So not only I am healed, but I was healed. But I need to tell my body that. I need to tell the devil that. I need to walk and say, I'm going to frame my world by the revelation of what God has said. I'm not going to have to stay where I'm at. I'm going to let the Lord take me where His Word has for me this morning. Amen? Now, there's all different kinds of ways that we need healing. This morning, I've been dealing with this week in prayer, and I don't know how the Lord's going to do it, but He's bringing revelation and understanding. But you and I, we sit beside people every service, and their heart is broken in different areas. And they can never be everything that God would have them to be because that broken area inside their heart. And God is wanting to bring revelation to us, understanding to us, where we can bring healing to them. See, we get aggravated when people make the same mistakes over and over. I do. Why do we do that? We do that because there's a broken area in our heart, and where there's a broken area, it's an open area. And where there's an open area, there is a demonic activity. There's a darkness, there's a deception, there's a liar at work, and he stirs up attributes of the same evil spirits that's working in that area, and God's wanting to bring some healing and deliverance and victory, but we gotta start where we're at before we can go where God wants us to go. And so, with all of my heart this morning, I'm trying to get out of my spirit what I feel, what I see. We're going to see people come in here that need a touch that only they can get by you helping me help them, praying for them and bringing them to a place of vulnerability, a place where they submit and humble themselves to God, where God can reach in and bring revelation. They don't know that God wants to help them in all those areas. They've been taught, oh, cover it over, hide it, and just push my way through it and it'll be all right. No, it won't. We've got to do things different to get God's best. Amen? We can't settle any longer for just getting by. God wants you and I to have abundant life. Amen? And so we've got to get to this place where we can teach this, where we can live this, where we can breathe this. I want to show you something here. I know I'm out of time. I got so excited when Don and I was talking about this, but it seems like a simple thing. But this is just one example, and the Holy Ghost is going to lead you and I to show us so much more. This is what happens when we get in our prayer closet, when we get in our place of provision with the Lord. This is how God can bring things to you. I want you to look at how Jesus moved in Peter's life. Go with me to Matthew chapter 17 in closing. In Matthew chapter 17, Jesus is just delivered this young child of this evil spirit. But starting in verse 24, Matthew 17, 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, Capernaum meaning village of comfort, they that received tribute money, they came to Peter and they said, doeth not your master pay tribute? Does he not pay taxes? Now, they come to Peter because Peter being the most prominent and the leader, they come to him and they said, hey, we need some tax money here. This is talking about the temple tax. And they come to him and they're getting his attention. Now, notice verse 25. He saith, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, now notice this. In other words, Jesus was there with him. He's always with you. He saw Peter. Peter's standing there, and they said, hey, we want some tax money, and this is punishable. And Jesus is watching this from a distance in the Spirit. And Peter says, yeah, he pays tax. You know, what's he going to say? Jesus knows everything that you say. He sees everything that you're dealing with. He sees how things come against you and they try to pile up on you. But Jesus is there always to point you and I to that secret place, to the answer, to the place of provision. Amen? Now notice what it says. Jesus said, what thinkest thou, Simon? Now notice, he didn't call him Peter. He called him Simon. Simon means hearing. In other words, he's moving from being a piece of the rock to a person that is listening to Jesus. He's hearing what Jesus has to say. If you and I, if we'll be in that place where we say, Lord, your servant is listening, we'll hear things that nobody else hears. Amen? What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take customs or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Verse 26. Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free? We could get into the deeper things of this, but we don't have time. But he said in verse 27, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea. Now notice this. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. Now let's stop right there. See, everything that you do in life, God's going to bring a revelation to you, and you've got to, you're going to have to argue between spirit and flesh. Now, here's Peter. He's a commercial fisherman. He knows all about fish in the natural. And he's a fisherman that uses nets and uses boats, ships, they call them, but you know, little boats, whatever. And so here Jesus is telling him, he said, I want you to go and borrow a fishing pole. Now, can you imagine how contrary that is to Peter? See, God's going to tell you some things that is completely contrary to what your comfort zone is and to what you're used to doing. Amen? And I can just imagine Peter here. I'm just walking this out in my mind. And I'm not saying this is scripture. I'm just walking this out in my mind. I want you to consider it. Think about it. Peter being a commercial fisherman, if I was a commercial fisherman, I wouldn't really care much about fishing for fun. So I probably wouldn't have a fishing pole. So just imagine, Peter's got to go somewhere and say, "Hey, Zach, can I borrow your fishing pole?" Zach immediately is going to say, "Why? You've got avenues to ships and nets. Why do you want my fishing pole?" So he's got to be in the place where he says, "Well, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth." Now, think about this. There is a miracle in the fish's mouth. Just like there's a miracle in your mouth. The miracle in your mouth is either of God or it's of the devil. Because miracle just means something that's supernatural. So either you say what God says and get a supernatural miracle that's positive, or you say what the devil says and you get a supernatural miracle that's negative. Not. Amen. So open up his mouth, and thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for thee. We'll put Jesus first, and our needs are took care of. Now, he got to go and take care of a need of Jesus Christ first. And then his need was met. Think about that. You and I, we have the opportunity to do something for the Lord right now. What is that? He said, pray that thy kingdom, the Father's kingdom, come. You and I, everything the Lord is wanting to do, you said it this morning, Brother Corey, he wants us to be in a place where we're passionate, but it is of no good if we're not full of compassion. God's wanting you to bring heaven to earth. In other words, kingdom rule in your life affecting your whole world. Will you get alone with him this morning and let him reveal something to you, show you a supernatural way to do something, to receive what you've never had? When you come to church, every time the church doors are open, that really don't mean anything. But we can come to the Lord every time he's touching and knocking on our heart's door. Remember the book of Revelation, the church of Laodicea? Jesus was outside the door. His church knocking, trying to get in. Any area of my life that I don't let him in, it will not be successful. But he's there knocking, trying to get into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for this group of people. I thank you that on this second anniversary of opening up this work that you have allowed us to be a part of, Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory. We thank you for it, Lord. You have given us an opportunity to be a part of your will and your plan, and we're so grateful. We're so thankful for that. But on this day, Lord, this day of that is yours, that you have made, I ask for your perfect will to be done in every person's heart, soul, and life. I ask that you would breathe afresh on every person, rarefied air from heaven. Help them to receive revelation, understanding, Lord, this morning, that will change their attitude about a situation, about a circumstance. Lord, help us to see that you want to heal our heart. If we can get our heart healed, it'll change every area of our life. Lord, let us see that miracle. The coin was there because you've done paid for it. Lord, you took stripes on your body. You paid for our healing. You shed blood to pay for our deliverance, our salvation, our cleansing. Lord, help us to receive the fullness of that this morning. We ask you right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Would you come this morning, make yourself an altar and say, Lord, here I am. I recognize and realize I'm not here by accident or happenstance, but I'm here by divine appointment. And I want to hear the secret thing this morning. I want to cause the world to be able to hear the truth that you have done in my life. I want to be able to walk in the fullness of abundant life. I want to stop the enemy from stealing and killing and destroying in situations and circumstances. And I want to receive from you. Would you come this morning? Make yourself an altar. And say, Lord, here I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you.